Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Wake Up With The Warriors, the final episode of the season. Game 6 of the NBA Finals is in the books. There is a new king of the NBA. Congratulations to the Toronto Raptors, who are now the NBA champions. The Warriors' two-year run at the head of the league has come to an end. There will be no three-peat. They dropped this game in very close, heartbreaking fashion. They gave it their best effort, but they ran out of parts. They didn't run out of gas so much as they just ran out of pieces to the car. Obviously, they were without Kevin Durant. Klay Thompson left this game in the third quarter after injuring his knee. He went up for a dunk in transition, was fouled by Danny Green. Not a dirty foul, but Thompson landed awkwardly. It was a moment that felt emblematic of the season and certainly emblematic of these NBA Finals. He came down, his knee twisted in a very awkward and uncomfortable fashion. He immediately dropped to the ground in a lot of pain and was down for quite a while holding his knee. When he was finally able to get up with the assistance of teammates and training staff, he started to limp off the court towards the locker room, needing help to move. At some point down the tunnel, he was alerted that if he were to stay in the game, he would need to shoot the free throws, because if you elect not to shoot your free throws, you are automatically disqualified for the rest of the game. And kind of miraculously, certainly embodying the name on the front of his jersey, he turned around and returned to the court, made both of his free throws, tried to get back on defense, but Steve Kerr instructed DeMarcus Cousins to commit an intentional foul. They subbed Thompson out. He went back to the locker room and was pretty quickly diagnosed with a knee injury that would keep him, or a leg injury, I should say, that would keep him from returning to the court. He was later seen on crutches. And so that, mixed with Kevon Looney, obviously not at 100%, DeMarcus Cousins not at 100%, Andre Iguodala not at 100%, the Warriors, they simply didn't have enough. There's not really any other way to put it. It was a two-point Warriors lead going into the fourth quarter, and their lineup to start the fourth quarter was Quinn Cook, Sean Livingston, Jonas Jerebko, Draymond Green, and DeMarcus Cousins. In an elimination game in the fourth quarter of the NBA Finals. With all due respect to those players, each of whom had a courageous night on the court, that's not a lineup that should be seeing meaningful minutes in a playoff game, let alone an NBA Finals game, let alone an elimination game. But that's what happens when you have some of these injuries. It's no excuses at all. These are the breaks of the game. The Warriors have benefited from these breaks numerous times. They've been hurt by these breaks numerous times. The Raptors, of course, had their own breaks. Kawhi Leonard was not at 100% in this series. OG Anunoby obviously had been dealt with that appendectomy scare that kept him from contributing in this series. So obviously no excuses. There's no buts or ifs for this series. No matter how you think the Warriors would have done if healthy, this was a series they lost. This was a series that the Toronto Raptors won deserved to win and earned, and they deserve all the credit in the world for that. A tremendous, tremendous draw by the whole season. Kyle Lowry was tremendous this game. He set the pace, scored the first 11 points for the Raptors, and scored the first 8 points of the entire game. After just a few minutes, it was Kyle Lowry 8, the Warriors 0. And in a game that ultimately came down to the final possession, that hot start by Lowry mattered. Lowry finished with 26 points and 10 assists and 7 rebounds, 3 steals, shot 9 of 16, 4 of 7 on threes. Another tremendous game by Kawhi Leonard, who had 22.6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, a block, en route to his second NBA Finals Most Valuable Player Award, becoming just the third player to win NBA Finals MVP for multiple franchises. Of course, he won in 2014 with the San Antonio Spurs. Pascal Siakam had a great game, 26 points and 10 rebounds. The Warriors dared him to shoot threes, and he did, and he made them. Fred VanVleet, 22 points off the bench. Huge three-pointers, especially in the final minutes of the game. And for the Warriors, there just wasn't enough firepower beyond the usual suspects, especially when you account for the fact that Steph Curry didn't have a great game. He created a lot of offense with his gravity. The Raptors tried to take everything from him, and for a lot of the night they did. He had 21 points, but he shot just 6 of 17, 3 of 11 on threes. He did have 7 assists to just 3 turnovers. And the offense for a lot of the game functioned well, especially in the first half, with the Raptors double, triple, sometimes even quadruple teaming Curry and him being fine letting everyone else score. It worked well that way. They had 32 first quarter points. But eventually things started to slow down. The other Warriors stopped hitting shots, stopped being as aggressive. And obviously with Klay going out, that made a huge difference, allowed the Raptors to be able to play defense a little differently because they really didn't have to worry about anyone. Klay was phenomenal prior to the injury. 30 points, 8 of 12 shooting, 4 of 6 on threes. Got to the line 10 times, made all 10 of them. 5 rebounds, 2 steals. A Warriors high plus 5. He was tremendous. It was vintage Game 6 Klay prior to the injury. Andre Iguodala showed some signs of slowness defensively and on certain plays, but offensively he gave it everything he had. 22 points on 9 of 15 shooting. Draymond Green, a little bit of an up-and-down game. He had a monstrous triple-double of 11 points, 19 rebounds, and 13 assists. But he often forced things on the offense, as you kind of would expect with him not having enough options tonight, to the tune of 8 turnovers. Ultimately, the Warriors stayed in it to the very end. It was a tremendous, gritty performance after falling down big early. They got right back in it, trailed by just 1 after the first quarter, by just 3 after the third quarter. Outscored the Raptors in the third to take a 2-point lead going into the fourth. And despite the Raptors starting to get the momentum and the lead in the final minutes, the Warriors kept fighting, kept making shots to keep it close. Ultimately, the Warriors made a shot, a nice DeMarcus Cousins drive and layup to make it a 1-point deficit with about 15 seconds remaining. They trapped the Raptors and forced a turnover, called timeout, had a chance to win. They drew up a very pretty play out of the timeout that we've seen a lot from Brad Stevens. We've seen a lot from Sandy Brondello of the Phoenix Mercury as well. This kind of really fun sideline out of bounds play where you pass the ball across the court to the far corner, in this case to Draymond Green, and the player you're targeting, in this place Steph Curry, who is initially coming to get the ball but is kind of denied, curls back around the three-point line, gets two screens, and ends up getting the ball in front of Draymond Green for an open shot. Curry got a good look at it, a good look for three with about, you know, 7 or so seconds left. He was a little off balance. He probably had the time to square up or to pump fake and either get fouled or reload or maybe even to drive. Hindsight is 20/20. Ultimately, the greatest shooter of all time got a clean look to win the NBA Finals and missed it. It happens. The Warriors fought like hell for the rebound. DeMarcus Cousins kept it alive. It went to half court. Kawhi Leonard initially ended up with it before Andre Iguodala batted it away. Draymond Green jumped on it and called a timeout, which the Warriors didn't have. It was still the right play. There were just 9/10 of a second left. Draymond was on his back with the ball at half court. There was no way they were going to get a shot off. Their only chance was to call timeout, give the technical free throw to the Raptors, hope that they could foul and get the ball back in time. Ultimately, they fouled on the inbound, which gave the Raptors two more free throws and the ball and ended the game. So the score was 114 to 110. The Raptors win the series 4-2. The run at Oracle Arena is over. 47 tremendous years in the books. The run as reigning champions is over after 2 years. And now the Warriors will enter the offseason. Obviously, a lot of questions surrounding the free agency of Kevin Durant and, to a lesser extent, Klay Thompson, the potential buyout of Sean Livingston, the status of Andre Iguodala, the upcoming draft, which is just a week away. So a lot of questions for Bob Myers and Steve Kerr and Joe Lacob to mull over in the coming days, but those are topics for another day. Until then, all we can really do is congratulate the Raptors on a truly phenomenal season, very deserving NBA champions, and congratulate the Warriors on a season that might make their fans more proud than any of the championships in the past. They fought through so much adversity, drama, both internal drama and from the media, narratives left and right, and of course a slew of devastating and really sad injuries. And ultimately, they lived up to their name. They were Warriors through and through. It wasn't enough, but they certainly have nothing to hang their heads about. I think they made everyone in the fan base, everyone in the organization proud. It was a tremendous season, and they will get back to trying to reclaim their throne next year. Thanks for listening, everyone.